Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the man's shit. Let's go hook him up!
Joined by not neither of my co-hosts, but I do have somebody on the line. I have my special lady friend, Barb. How's it going, Barb?
It's going all right. How are you tonight, Ed?
I'm doing okay. I was trying to hit my bong as many times as I could during the theme song to get into the flow of things here. And anyway, tonight's topic basically is we're not talking any wrestling, and we'll probably just talk a little UFC, because basically this whole show is going to be like what ones we do like once every year, and basically that is we will be talking about the F4W Vegas convention, which I single-handedly started on my own, by the way, 5 years ago or 4 years ago, and basically we're just going to be talking about that and stuff that happened over the weekend. But first off, I do need to clarify something, because apparently there was just some misunderstandings. It was evident in Vegas. I know I've brought up Barbara in the past on the show, and I want to clarify everything that Barbara is not my girlfriend. She's actually never been my girlfriend. She's just a very, very close friend of mine that we're very, very cool. We hang out. We do our thing. But we are not a couple, so anyone who thought that, or if I misled anyone into thinking that, I apologize. That's not the case. Barbara's my homegirl. And basically, she's my best friend, she's like a little sister in some ways, and in some ways, she's like a big sister who kicked me in the ass. But I just wanted to clarify that.
That sounds good.
Cool. But basically, Barbara, you got on an airplane and you flew to Las Vegas, and you basically went to a pro wrestling convention with nothing but a bunch of pro wrestling fans. Who you didn't know, with the exception of myself, and I have to ask you, what do you think of the F4W Vegas convention?
I thought it was very, very awesome. I had a great time. I really got to meet a lot of people and enjoy the trip, and I'm sure I tripped a few times in the process. I got a few bruises to show for it. It was a great time. I really enjoyed it. I liked meeting Granny and sitting next to her at dinner and watching Brian and Teddy, like, annihilate a few plates.
Or
they keep all that, too.
I think by the end of it, there must have been at least 7 or 8 plates between them. I mean, they out-ate everybody at our table. I mean, just one person by themselves, they out-ate everyone on their table. But yeah, it got ugly there.
Yeah, dinner was fun though. That was a great idea. That was a really great idea, because it brought everyone together to hang out and regroup and talk and become friends again. And meet new people. It was fun. It was cool. I like your group. They're a lot of fun.
Now, were you, like, nervous at all? I mean, because, you know, you always played it like you were cool when we talked about it. I was always, like, wondering in the back of my head. I mean, she's got to be, like, wondering, why the fuck am I going to go to this thing for? But
no, it's Vegas. I would go to Vegas anytime, whether it's for a wrestling convention or, you know, basket sewing convention. I had a blast. Vegas is what you make it, and it's a really fun town to go out in.
Yeah. Now, what did you think of our suite that we had that Friday night there, which our balcony was almost the size of the entire suite?
Oh, that was nice. I liked it. I think next year, if you go again, it's a good idea to keep that room for the whole time and just have it down to the strip.
Yeah, the request has already been made. The request has already been made. So hopefully that will happen because I really love that balcony. It helps with doing, you know, things that I like to do. And all the listeners know that I like to do. So that was real cool. And it was a real cool. Like, basically what we did is what we're talking about is one of the members of the F4W, Sir High Life, who he's the guy who hooks everybody up with hotel deals at WrestleMania or Vegas. Basically, he by himself, and, well, I guess his son, but his son's not the brightest little kid in the world, so I'm sure he did it all by himself. He organized this entire banquet that basically said 50, maybe more people. I know people who were at the last minute showed up. There were people there who I was like, who the hell is this? And he arranged this whole banquet. We had a buffet. We had ribs. We had chicken. We had pot roast, mashed potatoes. And unfortunately, we had chocolate cake, which I know you don't like chocolate cake, but.
Yeah, I didn't have any dessert. I didn't even take a bite of it. Oh, wait, no, you gave me a bite of yours. It was disgusting and sweet and cold. Ugh.
Yeah, it wasn't the best chocolate cake that I ever had, that's for sure. But the ribs and the pot roast were incredible, actually. Brian on his show said it was the best meal he had all weekend long. And I'm going to agree with him because that was the best meal that I had all weekend long.
Same here. I agree. It was the best meal I've had, too. And the rest of my meals were pretty small and sparse, and I think I may have had one meal each day after that, but I can't recall.
Yeah, unfortunately, we both have periods when we both lost time. And, it was very crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, getting up at 8 a.m. to go to the pool just to come back and go back to sleep around 3 until midnight and going back out again. Yeah, those were nice.
Actually,
nights got really mixed up.
Yeah, I think you actually. No, wait, that was Sunday. Okay, I'm already confusing my days. But basically, after we also had a raffle because one of the members to the F4W, unfortunately, he passed away a few weeks ago. And next year, we're trying to raise money for I believe it was just going to be his sister that was coming, but I think now the plan is to bring the whole family. So we had a raffle to raise money for this, and we had a lot of different little wrestling-related prizes, and some of them were donated by Colt Cabana from ColtMerch.com, and Oliver Kopp donated some stuff, and it was a thing where you could buy two different tickets. You could buy a ticket to where you could pick a prize, or you could buy a ticket where you could steal a prize from somebody else, and then they'd have to go get a new prize, and you could only steal something twice. So this became a running gag because I had about 7 or 8 different prizes stolen from me, things that I really wanted. I had an autographed Austin 316 shirt in my hand, and that bastard R. Frederick from Fort Worth took it away from me. And then I had all kinds of other stuff, and I believe Space White must have took at least 5 of them all by himself. So everybody was having their fun with old Ed at the raffle, but unfortunately, you actually missed most of the raffle because your friend Dawn had came in and you went to take her to the room and stuff. But I did prevail in the end. They couldn't hold me down. I won the grand prize because I got the last red ticket pick, and I got to steal the Randy Macho Man Savage Buddy doll. And As you can see a picture on my profile on Facebook that I am holding that thing like it is my most prized position in the entire world.
Yes, you are clinging onto that thing pretty strongly.
In fact, when I want, when they announce the ticket winner, I make sure to announce that Barb won it wasn't me, in hopes that if there were more tickets pulled, they wouldn't steal that one.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
And it actually goes to its new owner tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. My son, I'm going to give it to him. He's going to like it, I think.
Oh.
He's a fan of wrestling. He likes MMA. He likes wrestling. He's all boy, so he'll definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, so at least it's going to a worthy cause.
Yes, and, I agree.
And then after that, we met at my suite, and we just had like a little mixer where everyone got to get to know each other, and an interesting time was had by all. That's pretty much all I will say about that. But it was a good time, and it was a beautiful night. You know, it was a nice breeze, and just getting to see everybody. A lot of the guys I hadn't seen from last year showed up. One of our few fellow Mexicans showed up with a case of Pat Blue Ribbon's beer, and just a fun time. And that was Friday night. So we'll go ahead and move into Saturday, and Saturday is what had been to this point the big attraction for this convention, and that would be for everyone to go to the UFC fight. But this year, there were some people who were like not even going to the fights this year. And after these fights, I'm thinking that's just going to be a secondary thing, that is just a bonus, because these fights suck pretty fucking bad. And Barb, you're not into UFC. You don't watch UFC. There's a thing where, you know, if you're new to UFC, even if it's not the greatest show in the world because it's something new, you would be into it and stuff. But unfortunately, this show was so bad that I'll just ask you straight out, how bad and how sucky was that show we went to Saturday night?
It was a little slow, and I had a really hard time staying focused on the show. I kept trying to Facebook. I found myself trying to Facebook throughout it. Some of the fights kind of got exciting, so I'd stop and pay attention because I thought it was pretty cool watching two big dudes beat the shit out of each other.
At least
overall, it wasn't horrible. I mean, it wasn't the worst experience for me. I'm sure I've had worse. But it was fine. It could have been a lot better. I have seen UFC on TV before, way back in the day when it first started. It was a little too brutal for me to watch, but it seems to have tamed down quite a bit.
Yeah. The main highlight was the basically almost 7-foot Steven Struve, who decided to walk face first into a Superman punch and get knocked out. So that was awesome. That was awesome, but. Very slow card. I mean, a lot of decisions and just not the best matchups. But one thing that was I'll tell you what my highlight of this night was, and I think I played it off pretty good because even Barbara didn't know that I was freaking out the way I was. Is before we got inside the show, we were running late. You know, obviously, you know, I was going with the girl, so of course we were running late, and. So we get to the door, and we're just about the door. First thing we see is I see Brian Alvarez standing there licking an ice cream cone like it's the last piece of ice cream he's ever going to eat. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You're supposed to be working. And he was like, man, this show sucks so bad, I had to come get some ice cream. So Brian Alvarez is more important. It was more important for him to go get ice cream than to sit there with his laptop and report on the fights going on. But with Brian Alvarez was a couple other people. One who was some people consider the greatest man alive. I consider him kind of a jerk, and that is the token black guy of the group, Rodney. Now let me start where I'm going, and we'll talk about Rodney. What did you think about Rodney?
Rodney was a cool cat. He was nice. You tell me he was a jerk. I was expecting a jerk, but he was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, he actually did us a big favor, and he drove me to the airport, and we picked up Barb, and we saved about $20-25 on cab fare. So,
yes, that was nice. Thank you, Rodney, so much for that.
Yeah,
I really appreciated that.
Yeah, that's one thing about Rodney is he will give you the shirt off his back.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he doesn't like you, he'll still give you the shirt off his back. And this will probably be the only time I'll ever say anything good. Finally, he's okay.
He's a cool dude. He's an all right kind of guy.
Yeah. But he was also there with his group that he was sitting with, which consisted of my former co-host, that faggot, the Peach Machine. I'm sure y'all remember him. He used to fucking suck up my show for about 50 episodes before I finally kicked his ass to the curb. And he was there. And he was there. He was accompanied by, and if you've been reading his board diaries, he's got the guy under incognito, but I'm going to tell you who it was. Basically, we were hanging with the WWE's Evan Bourne. And,
yeah, and I didn't know who he was, so I wasn't freaking out.
I know I was. I was trying to act so normal while on the inside. I'm like, you're fucking Evan Bourne, goddamn it. But yeah, I was finally getting to meet him. He's been hooking me. Well, probably shouldn't say it, but he's been hooking me up with tickets for a while. He was also kind enough to be on this show at least four different times, including Christmas Eve, and basically single-handedly put this show on the map, because not even Brian Alvarez has had a current WWE superstar on his show. But I've had Evan four times, and I've had Alicia Fox once. And that was also thanks to Evan. So, you know, big props to Evan Bourne. That was only for a few minutes. We went into the fight. But then after the fight, I get a text from Peach. And he's like, you guys got to come and meet us. So even though we had already gotten halfway out, we had to turn around, go against the herd. And I'm sure you're like, what the hell are we doing in your long 5-inch high heels?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was difficult to walk in.
yeah. You look good in them, though. Those were some awesome high heels, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, and I'm a high heel expert, so trust me. And so we finally made our way back, and we found Peach, and this time he was with his lovely wife, Kendra, who I actually never got introduced to last year. I just remember seeing the two of them making out like little kids. And then at the end of the night, a very drunk Peach picked up a very drunken Kendra with a very giant broken leg, and they stumbled out of there, and that was the last time I saw them until I saw Peach at WrestleMania. But they had a limo waiting, so we jumped in the limo with Peach and Kendra and Rodney and Sir Highlight and little pin-in-the-ass JJ, who's the most pin-in-the-ass little kid I ever met in my life. Next time I see him, I'm gonna kick him in the ass, a little brat. And,
that's the one that had clips on his shirt, on his tag?
Yes. We all have name tags like last year, so some people put like a second name tag in honor of a fellow board member. And our little 14-year-old JJ, who had his birthday on Friday, by the way, so part of the banquet was part of his birthday, he was walking around with a name tag that said Clitch.
He'll always forever be Clitch in my mind.
This kid is going to be so demented by the time he gets to be 21. He'll be lucky if he's not in jail
He'll be a Vegas pro by the time he's ready.
Oh, yeah. He's cool. I'll give that. He's my little wingman. Even though he had nothing but bad things to say about me, he's my little wingman. But
yeah, he even put the kicky sign on your back.
That's right, he did. And then on the sliding door on my suite, he also wrote very bad things about my show. he's a little character. But also, Evan Bourne was in the limo, and at this time, I'm so freaking out that I'm in a limo with Evan Bourne that I don't bother to say, hey, Bart, take a picture with me, Evan Bourne. So the only picture we have of Evan Bourne in the limo, I unfortunately am not in it because I was just marking out like a little bitch and just totally forgot about it.
Next year. We'll get it next year.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get it next year. And then, let's see. After the fights, you and your friend kind of hung out. So you guys really didn't hang out too much with us at Dick. So I'll wait for some of the other guys to call before I start talking about the altered state that I was in at Dick. Which,
you were pretty happy by the time I got there. And I was in the room for a while before we came down. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and then you gave me money. You don't remember this, but you gave me money to get you a couple of apple martinis.
I was wondering who bought me those. I was wondering the whole time, like, who bought me two apple martinis?
Yeah, you were happy. You were having a good time.
Yeah, I did have to send a shout out to a lot of people, and I'm already going to forget the names. I usually come with at least a couple grand, and this trip was too close to mania. I didn't come with very much money. I came with the less money I've ever came in my life, and I was very much worried that it wouldn't be enough to last, but I got to put over a lot of people. When I first got there, Dr. Lucha bought me breakfast at the Brazilian Steakhouse, or Highlight bought my dinner. At Dick's, everybody was buying me drinks. I came back with $10 in my pocket, and I honestly thought I was going to be out of money by Saturday. So a lot of people were taking care of me this weekend, so that was pretty cool.
That is very cool. That's very cool.
And then, of course, you know me. You know, I like to put things into my system that I probably shouldn't have, and it led to me getting... Basically, I had a hangover moment, and I lost time at a diner with everybody. But you can see videos of this on YouTube. Vinny V posted about three videos where I'm just so fucked up that I can't even talk. I mean, freaking Bluefist is putting french fries in my hair, in my head, and splashing water in my face in hopes that I react. And let's just say I was fucked. I don't know how I made it back to the room.
You were not coherent, and when you came back, you were definitely a little wild-eyed.
No, well, the only thing I really remember is I remember sitting down in my computer, and I remember your friend kind of coming to look at me to make sure I'm okay, and she's like, "Are you okay?" and said it very calmly, and I turned to her and yelled, "Why the fuck are you yelling at me?"
That's when we decided to let you go ahead and nap, and... That was about, I don't know, 7 in the morning or something. I'm not exactly sure of the time, but she and I decided to get up and go to the pool at the Wynn for no apparent reason. But it was nice. It was nice to get to the pool.
Well, that's cool. So that was your one of your goals. I remember you're talking, you wanted to get plenty of pool time, and I believe you got at least 2 good days of it. So.
Yeah. Monday was nice because after we checked out of the hotel, we left the bags with the bellboy, and we got to go to the pool finally.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
Now Sunday was spent. There was a lot of recovery for Sunday for you because I think you guys chilled in the room the majority of the day and night. I know you guys went and got some pizza.
Yes, we walked over to New York, and we were trying to find pizza. And I thought, you know, that's the best hotel to find it in, New York. So
yeah,
that's where we found our pizza.
Yeah, they do have some good pizza. I've had that little pizzeria place before, and it's actually pretty cool. And but what we did is this is what's funny is I had planned a lunch or dinner at Chin Chin's, the New York Chinese place. Very, very good, excellent. If you want Chinese and it's not super super expensive in Vegas, go to Chin Chin's in New York. So we went there and we had a nice little group and we had a dinner and had my Mongolian beef, which I always have there. Awesome. And so we ate, and then we all got in, we jumped in a limo, and we went to the Venetian because I mentioned last year that Peach had ran into his wife last year. Well, they were basically celebrating this year, and her parents, I believe it was their parents, maybe it was a joint venture between the families, but they gave them a wedding reception at the Venetian in this very nice ballroom at the Venetian. I thought there was one problem, and that is the Peach Machine is a fucking idiot, and he got the time wrong on the reception. So when we got to the reception, basically, we only had an hour left to stay. So we walked in, we went straight to the bar, and everybody got one drink while I was smart enough to get a drink and a shot of tequila. And we mingled and got to talk to Peach, and they had this awesome you don't know this, but the listeners do. Peach, the way Peach got his name is he's a big fan of Mario Kart, and he always plays the Peach, the Princess Peach. So that's how he got his name. But they had a cake, and it was a cake of Princess Peach, all, you know, pink and yellow and just one of the most awesome little cakes I ever seen. So I
did
believe
anyone get a picture of the cake?
Someone did get a picture. I unfortunately didn't, but I'll find one. I will find a picture of the cake to show you. And Dini actually came and helped them cut the cake. And that was actually cool. And another thing that was kind of funny is we went to go eat at Chinch's, like I said, because I kept asking Peach because, like I said, I didn't have any money. And I wanted to make sure I didn't have to spend money. I didn't have to. And I kept asking him, is there going to be food? And the dumbass kept telling me, there's not going to be any food at all. It was food or booze, and he said he stood by his decision. So, hey, that's the right decision when it comes down to it, free booze. So we all ate, and we get there, and what do we see? But a free buffet.
Wow.
And, yes, and Peach's mom kept insisting that we go eat this buffet, and a lot of us were like, no more food. And then I believe Brian was the one that broke the ice, and Brian went to get the food, and we kindly followed, and it was actually pretty good. They had some nice ravioli and salmon and steak, and second best meal of the trip, actually. But like I say, we could have all paid about $20 at Chinch's, you know.
Oh well.
And this also led to the awesome story that Brian told on his show about poor little Granny who somehow managed to walk, 81 years old, managed to walk through 3 casinos, through the Venetian, somehow didn't die. You know, she survived it all. And then at the end of the night, when some of us met at a little bar at the Luxor, we're having a few drinks, Brian and Granny showed up, and Whitney, and they chilled out for a while. So Granny was there at the bar about 12, 1 o'clock at night, drinking with us. I don't know if she drank, but she was hanging with us. And then that was Brian, was all, hey, Granny, go to bed. I'm tired. And so the 3 of them got up. They walked to the elevator. They got to the elevator, and Granny's like, screw this. I'm going to go gamble some more. So she turned around and kept on going after her long, long, extreme walk that she had to do. That's one tough little old lady right there.
I'll say. That's pretty cool. I think she hung with the best of them, I think.
Yeah, and she even won $250.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was cool. And she wasn't the only one winning. Dr. Lucha, who I believe you only met very briefly, the tall, older gentleman, he won $1,800 over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, Dr. Lucha cleaned up. I mean, but he deserved it. It's like a thing what my mom says. My mom says if you do good, good comes on you. And Dr. Lucha, like Rodney, was out of his way to give people rides, to do what he can to help. He... I'm probably going to embarrass him by saying this. He drove me to a head shop so I could buy a pipe so I could smoke my hydro that I purchased in Vegas. So, and you know what I was doing. And still, even went inside the head shop with me. So I was shopping for a glass pipe in a head shop with one doctor. They just, he's just I'm sure he did. He probably not happy that I said that, but I
Well, that was really nice of him to let you, to take you.
Yeah, he was awesome, man. I just got a message from Lady J, and she said Stevie J got a pic of the cake, so you will be able to see a pic eventually here.
Oh, good.
And so, yeah, that should be cool here. And let's see, where were we? We're talking about Sunday night. Oh, Sunday night we ended up after that, you guys kind of had just chilled out, you know, after y'all had pizza. And then when I kind of had got back from the hanging out with the guys at the Luxor, we ended up going and meeting a few of the guys at Dick's for drinks. And there's another story that happened. So why don't you tell that story? Because I almost blew this story myself.
Well, we were at Dick's, and it was getting pretty close to closing, and there was a redhead across the bar sitting all by herself, and Ed, you were making comments about her, and I told you to, you know, go talk to her, and you didn't want to. So I was glad you were pretty inebriated at that point, because I was able to push you, like literally push you to go talk to her. And it was a successful meeting, because you guys exchanged Facebooks and telephone numbers. And if I'm not mistaken, you guys are still keeping in touch.
Yeah, we're keeping in touch. And the next day, I actually was going to go to a barbecue with Rodney and Horseman at a friend of all of the cops, and I made Rodney bring me back an hour earlier than he wanted to because she wanted to meet up again, and so I got to meet up with her for a couple more hours. So that was actually very cool. She was a very, very nice girl. She was only like 21 and hot, and for some reason enjoyed talking to me. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. But we actually have a caller here on the line, so hopefully it's one of the guys from the trip. So I'm going to go ahead and take this call here. Caller calling from area code 630.
And
sounds like North Dakota.
It's not North Dakota. It's the Great Lakes.
Where is it?
Illinois.
Is this fucking Coughlin?
It's Coughlin on the line of my show.
Holy fucking shit.
I thought I'd give you a call and see what the hell's happening.
So what's going on?
Oh, you know, nothing much. I just heard that apparently I missed you hitting on some girl at a bar. This, I can't believe I missed this, Ed. I'm so despondent. I'm distraught.
Well, she was pretty hot, too, so you really missed it.
You know what? I wish I had my camera. You know what? I had my camera with me. I wish I had taken a picture of that because it really did happen.
And they were
having a nice conversation, and I thought that was really, really pretty cool and rare for Ed.
Ed, what did
totally
you talk
kidding.
About?
Totally kidding.
What did you talk about? I want to know what you talked about, and I need tips. What should I talk about a girl at the bar with?
To be honest with you, dude, I don't have too much of memory because the next day when I met her again, she kept telling me, you know, you mentioned that last night, or you forgot you told me that last night. So I don't know. I was just in rare drunken form. So I guess that's the hint. Just get so drunk you don't remember what the fuck you're saying.
Well, what did you say the next day then? Obviously, it's the same thing, so maybe that'll work.
We were just talking. So it was cool.
You obviously had game with her, and you must have been relaxed enough because the girls aren't going to talk to a guy that don't have game.
That or I faked it very well.
Of course, you had a lot of liquor in you, so it probably helped.
Yeah.
So
what about you, Mike? This was your first convention. Now, we've been trying to get you to come to these for years. In fact, 2 years ago, my former co-host put down the challenge that he wanted to grapple you. And I mean by actual grappling, wrestling, not skate fucking or anything, but actually wanted to grapple you. And you chickened out. You didn't come back then. You turned tail and ran. Brian took your place. But this year, you stood up and you came to Vegas. You were stirring the shit up, and you were running around Vegas with no shirt on, giving Oreos to homeless old ladies. And so, how was your Vegas trip, Mike?
Well, let's clear up the rumors here. I didn't back down from anything. Mike Coughlin doesn't back down from anything. I was in law school. You see, I was being educated by some of the finest minds the United States of America has ever produced. I was poor. I was broke down. I was actually going to go to France, in fact, which doesn't really help my cause for not going to Las Vegas. Either way, I did, in fact, come to Las Vegas this year, and it was a marvelous time, darlings. This was a fantastic event. If you've never been part of the F4W convention, you're an asshole. You're an idiot. You're a loser. You're missing out on one of life's great experiences. Because, yes, Las Vegas is fun. There's dancing and nightlife and Jakey and gay bubbles and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, what you're really missing is the opportunity to interact with some of the greatest people you will ever meet. It's become a cliche when Brian or anybody says that there's never been a dickhead that shows up to a convention, but it's true. Everybody's cool. From the surprisingly amazing Daza, who was like, this dude, I honestly believe, I think I'm in love with the man in a really inappropriate way. I don't even care. To Ed himself. Everybody was awesome. It was the best time you could ever have. I'm looking forward to next year already. We're playing the Summit of Man coming up in October. There's going to be stuff throughout the whole year. Hell, I want to fly to freaking, you know, Liverpool and hang out with Cheeb. I don't know if it's Cheeb or Cheeb or whatever the hell you say it. And Cheeb and Lasers and all those English bastards. That's how much fun I had. I love the trip, and I cannot wait to do it again.
I have to agree with you. I had my doubts about this trip, but I absolutely had a great time. And I hope Ed invites me again next year, because I will definitely come.
We'll have to see about that. But, yeah, a great time with Hatball. And I also, like you, Mike, I wish to death that I could go to England and hang out with the guys. And I'm hoping, because we are bringing in Ramsey's family next year, and Ramsey was super cool with the Euros, I'm hoping that helps encourage Chibley and Jimmy Lasers and Emo and all those other guys, and hopefully Tingle Girl, so I can meet up with Tingle Girl. And hopefully they'll all come down and have make it more international. It was, like, this was our biggest international. We had guys from England. We had guys from Ireland, Germany, France, Australia. And then hopefully next year we can get, like, 20 people from overseas. I mean, it was just an awesome time. And they're usually the stars of the show. You mentioned Dazza. I'm only sad that I didn't get to hang out with Dazza more than I did, because he was a force of nature all amongst himself.
Yeah, it was amazing. I can't even begin to put it into words. It was just nonstop fun because, like I said on my radio show, 5StarRadio4Online.com, most of us there have a bit of social problems. We're pro wrestling fans, right? We're dorks, we're nerds, we're geeks, whatever. Some of us like Battlestar Galactica. I don't know what kind of dorks like that. But when we're with each other, we're comfortable. You're with one of your own. And it's just nobody judges you. You know, Jakey can be as gay as he wants. I can be as much of me as I want, and I'm pretty much me all the time. It was a great time. And like I said, everybody was cool. It was a great time. And I was surprised. I thought there's got to be one dickhead here. There's got to be one person who will ruin it. And nobody did, which tells me that maybe it was me that ruined it. But, you know, other than that, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was an awesome trip. Now, you finally got to meet one of your biggest fans. And let's get your thoughts on that jerk, Rodney.
Rodney, I don't even think I can talk about Rodney. You know, Rodney is just, he's a scumbag. He's a racist. He's a homophobe. He's just a disgusting individual in every way, shape, or form. Every form of prejudice you can think of, the man does nothing but embrace them all. If he could be part of the Ku Klux Klan, he would. Man dyes his skin white on the weekends just to join up with the KKK. Rodney, you're a disgusting son of a bitch. If I ever see you again, I'm going to punch you, especially for what you did to me that one night when we were sleeping in the same bed and I was naked. That was inappropriate and uncalled.
Yeah.
Do you even want to know what they did in bed together?
It was gay sex, obviously.
obviously.
Now, speaking of gayness, there's one of the members of the group, and one of the most famous members of the group is our good friend Jakey, who is a force of nature amongst itself. I mean, he is the most flamboyantly gay individual you will ever meet, but at the same time, can you meet a nicer person than Jakey?
No, he's awesome. Jakey was awesome. He made everybody feel comfortable. He can act as gay as he wants, and nobody's going to freak out.
What do you think,
Mike? I got to say, it was great to be around Jakey, because usually I'm the gayest person in a room, and Jakey made me feel like I wasn't that gay. And that takes a lot of skill, and I was so happy. And even set aside the fact that he's gay, even if Jakey was straight or asexual, if they cut a dick off and made him a eunuch in ancient China, the guy is just a cool guy. He's genuine. You know, I keep saying that word over and over again to describe everyone, but everybody was genuine. Nobody was faking anything. When people were saying, hi, hey, it's nice to meet you. I like you. People were being serious, and Jakey was as serious as it gets. The guy is just a genuine human being from top to bottom, and you know that he's top and the bottom. I love the guy.
Yeah, he was fantastic. But I see that I'm kind of getting a call from Skype, and I believe it might be one of our Euro friends calling. So Mike, let me get your last. Oh, he actually hung up on me right before I was going to take the call.
Bastard.
I guess the Sandman just chickened out. But I was going to ask you for your final thoughts on the picture as a whole, and don't you think that Brian should at least spring for all our the big dinner now that he's Mr. High Roller making all the money?
You know, it really is embarrassing. I know that Dave Meltzer is Jewish, but Brian sure as hell acts Jewish with how cheap he is. The man should be paying for everything. We keep this man employed. We give him a gold boat every year. The least he can do is buy us some freaking cheap chicken. You know what I'm saying? So, Brian Alvarez, if you're listening to this, and I know that you are because you don't have anything better to do on a Friday night, pay for everybody's food next year. That's a promise, you know? If you anybody didn't show up this year, if you show up next year, I promise you that Brian Alvarez will buy you dinner. And I can make that promise because, I'm a member of the website. I'm official. I'm part of the office. So Brian will buy you dinner.
Yeah. Way to rub it in. But we are getting another caller. So final thoughts, Mike, before we let you go?
I had a great time. And Ed, take the next caller, and you all have a good night.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take our next caller here. Let's see who was on here first. Let's go with number area code 206.
Ed.
Who's this?
It's Horseman.
It's Horseman. It's Horseman. I was hoping you were going to call him Horseman because you're the focal point of Thursday night because we all joked about who was going to be that guy. And by that guy, we mean that guy who got so drunk and made a fool of himself and made it uncomfortable for everybody else. And I know you got to Vegas in the afternoon, but I didn't see you until Oliver's suite. And by that point, you were just obliterated. And if people think Jakey is gay, people would think Jakey is straight because you were expressing your man love for Rodney in such a way that people thought you were basically going to rape him right there in front of us.
Oh, you've got to stop being so jealous, Ed. No. The thing is that I got a chance to finally hang out with Rodney a little last year, and then he came up here in September to visit us, and so we've been in contact since, and he's already planning to come back and visit Brian and Vinny and Craig and I, and I'm thinking about trying to go down to New Orleans in September and see him and check out the fight night that they're going to get down there. So I ended up making the joke on Saturday night that as much as we'll probably talk about Blue Fist more, I consider Blue Fist my brother from another mother. I have coined Rodney now my brother from another father.
That's pretty cool. But, Justin, you know, you've been coming. This is your third year, I believe. And the third year in a row that you've got the Fu Manchu mustache and representative. And let's get your thoughts on the whole weekend here.
Well, I was every year that I've gone now, I've increased my stay by one day. And the first year, the 4 days was great. It felt quick and about perfect. And then when I got to stay in five last year, I stayed till Monday, and I was miserable. We flew out late Monday night, and I had done so much just insane damage the previous days that I was just begging to be home. This year, luckily, 6 days turned out to almost fly by too fast. And outside of perhaps Thursday, I think I paced everything a little better, up all night, sleep a couple hours, get up, keep going. And it was actually, to be honest with you, it was really lonely by Monday night when most everybody was gone or the last couple people were kind of packing up and hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, by Monday we were dead. I mean, I think on a 3-hour plane ride, I think Barbara was awake for 2 minutes of it.
Oh, I was awake enough to have my drink, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I ended up avoiding drinking at all on Monday and heading home even Tuesday afternoon. I just kind of just spent a little more time recovering.
Now, Justin, you witnessed Ed in San Antonio in rare form on Saturday night, where I have no memory, but why don't you tell the people what exactly was going on with myself, because I have no memory except for seeing a few pictures and videos on the board. There's an awesome photo with me and Brian's wife where I have a pink ICAT boy shirt on my chest, and why don't you fill me in on what the hell happened that night?
Well, I think what happened is I got to Dick's a little later like everybody just because I think we got thrown off with the UFC being an hour earlier this year and people being used to the party starting later. Got there kind of late, and there was a pretty good crowd by the time I got there. I think you arrived a while after I did even. And, you know, as the night just got going, everybody started getting their drinks and having fun. We were back out on the patio this year for a while, and then we all got pushed back inside and told that the patio had been closed, and after a little while, the security guy or floor manager, whoever he was, had talked to somebody, and they decided to reopen the patio for us and allowed us back outside, which I think was probably a good idea on their part. But, as you mentioned already, you had started drinking, and at some point you lost track because you had these two mysterious apple martinis that you had no recollection of where they came from. And I know I personally, I originally joked before we headed down there that about potentially buying you some cheap tequila shots. But in the end, I relented, and we did do a couple shots of Patron. I don't know what else. I didn't quite keep track of what else you were drinking, but I know I had a little bit of everything that night. So by the time they finally kicked us out of Dick's, we had consumed probably
Hello, I'm doing a run-in on this show. I'm getting bored. Hello.
Fuck you, dude.
Did you actually call the show? How did you get on the air? I didn't put you on the air.
That's all right. The actual host of this show that matters put me on the air.
Wow. Well, oh, my God. Rodney has joined the show. So, Rodney?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Rodney.
I've been talking shit about you all night long, Rodney, so here's your chance to bring it back.
Okay, no, but I haven't heard what you said earlier. I'm sure whatever it is, it's all negative. That's fine. I want you to bring it today because I have been in a very, 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 very foul mood, angry nigger-type mood all week ever since I got back from Vegas. I got called into a meeting today, apparently, about my newfound attitude. So I had to give it to my boss, and I'll be giving it to my coworkers next week. So whatever you got, bring it on, because I'm ready for you. What you got?
I'm actually kind of scared now. So I just want to introduce Rodney. He's a great guy.
Hey, and then I'll
Rodney.
Yeah.
Yes. Rod. Yes, sir.
What do you? Is your take on this alleged over man love that I showed you on Thursday night at Oliver's suite?
I didn't have to, but it's not alleged. Yes, you were quite frisky there to put it lightly. You kind of scared me a little bit, actually, to be honest. If we're being honest here.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't think that was possible, Rodney. You don't seem like the type that could be scared of anything.
Well, I was afraid of that. Put it to you that way. Among other things, actually, that occurred over the weekend. But yeah, that was very scary. Him and Charlie actually were getting a little bit too frisky. I was getting kind of scared there.
You should have asked
but
Jakey to get between
them. But Jakey was fine. But, you know, Charlie and Justin, but I'll forgive Justin since we are co-holders of the NWA World Tag Team Championship Blue Straps, you know, so I'll forgive him. Although I do have a bone to pick with both of you, and I'll just go ahead and get that out now. Justin, I do have a bone to pick with you from Saturday with you cutting promos on me in Excalibur. I didn't appreciate that, and that will not be forgotten. Just remember that I have a memory like an elephant, so I'll deal with you at a later point when I see you, man. When you come down to New Orleans, put some side nine in your drink, and Ed, you owe me an apology for your outburst to me on Saturday night. For something that I did not do, I had no part of, I had no knowledge of, or whatever, but you decided to take out your anger on me. So you owe me an apology as well.
Was this Saturday or Sunday?
That was Sunday night.
That was Sunday night? Okay, yeah, Sunday night. Yeah, okay, it was Sunday night.
I was like, man, was there a second incident before I yelled at Rodney?
No, it was Sunday night.
Well, I apologize, Rodney. You were just the closest person to me when let's just say I became a little agitated for a few minutes that night. But everything was cool, and everything that was a big misunderstanding, and everything
okay.
was cool. And I sincerely apologize for that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate your apology.
I'll never forget your eyes bugging out when I
Yeah. Yes, because I didn't like the way you were looking at me, and then I was getting blamed for with my other half We won't get into it. But yeah, anyway, apologies accepted. we'll leave it at that.
Earlier, Barb gave her thoughts on her opinion of you. What did you think of our good friend Barb here?
Well, from what I saw Barb in a little bit, I got to talk to Barb. I think Barb was just as advertised, like you said. I did notice that you two, get along real well. Seem like you're good friends, and Barb is always sweet to me. So Barb's A+ in my book. Just hopefully next time when I see you, we'll get to hang out more and get to talk more. So I apologize for that not happening.
I agree, and I apologize. I wasn't around much. There were certain reasons why at times that I wasn't around much. Next year, if I get to come, I'll definitely hang out with you, Rodney, because I owe you that.
Okay.
Because you did pick me up from the airport, and I do appreciate that.
Oh yeah, no, that's no problem at all. And to be fair too, there were points during the trip where I was like kind of distracted, like with other stuff too. So that was one of the things, like I was kind of like disappointed in, like for the most part, I had a great time, but I did have moments, like for example on Sunday when some of the guys went to I think it was Clam Jumper or whatever for lunch. I just kind of, like, needed that day, like, to myself. That's why I just went down to the spa. I just kind of needed some me time because, I had some stuff, going on, at home and all that was, like, kind of weighing on my mind. Also, so that kind of affected things a little bit. So, but we'll make up for it next time. So that's a promise.
And you really need to bring your ass down here to Texas, Rodney. I've been trying to get you to come down for a while. We'll hit the Riverwalk. We'll show you a good time. You really need to get your ass down there. And I'm going to do my best to get up there for the USC show come
Please do, because September 17th, I believe. And Pete actually asked me if you were coming down, but I told him I wasn't sure. So, yeah, you need to make it down here.
Well, tell Pete to have a nice big-ass bag of Hydra waiting for me and some more muscle relaxers, because that guy gets some damn good muscle relaxers.
Oh, I don't know anything. Phone's breaking up. I don't know anything about that. We'll talk about that later. So yeah, he'll you'll be taken care of, I'm sure. Anyway.
Now, Rodney, you get real lucky. I actually got to meet someone for the first time Saturday that I was marking out for. But you've actually spent some time with him before, and I'm not even going to bring up the other people you got to hang out with a couple WrestleMania trips before. But how did you like hanging out with one Evan Bourne all Saturday night?
Oh no, dude, he's cool. Like even like from the first time we met up in Atlanta for the Royal Rumble. He was cool, like always real down to earth. He didn't come across as like, I'm a WWE superstar, I'm better than you, blah 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 blah. Just always was like like one of the guys. You know what I mean? And it was the same thing, with Saturday night also. Like, he sat, actually, it was two seats away from me, two seats to my right at the UFC show. And so we're talking about, well, who you picking in this fight? Who'd you bet on in this fight? And we just kind of conversating back and forth. And, I mean, dude, it was just like me, you, and Justin talking. Me, you, Justin, and Barb talking. It was just, just normal. Like, just cool. Real, real fun guy. I didn't even realize that was your first time meeting him. For some reason, I thought you had met him before.
No, he's only hooked me up, but I've actually never met him. And I made the mistake of not going to that Atlanta trip, so I didn't get to meet him there. And I also didn't get to meet a couple other people that I'm not going to name, because it makes me want to kick you in the ass every time I hear that you met the love of my life, Gail Kim.
Well, look, that wasn't my fault. Look, that was a surprise to me, too, okay, with Gail and Alicia. I had no clue. So if you're going to blame anybody, blame the blame Peach, not me. Wasn't my fault.
Yeah. Okay, I'll blame that faggot.
There you go. Blame him. But,
how did you like hanging out with Granny this year? You usually take responsibility for Granny, but this year you actually had a little help with Dr. Lucha.
Yeah, what happened with that, that was kind of unexpected, too, because I wasn't even sure Dr. Lucha was going to be there, actually, and it just kind of worked out that, he wanted to, like, pretty much do a lot of the same things that Granny did, like with the slots or whatnot, so You know, that particular pair up, you know, just kind of worked out better, you know, this year. So, I got to talk to her, like when I could, but, you know, again, I apologize for, for not being able to, to hang out more, she understood. So. We're good. So hopefully the next time I go up to Seattle, I'll see her. And she keeps getting on me too that I owe her a drink, a Manhattan. So I gotta get her that, or I'll never be able to show my face again.
Listen, do you have any Ronnie stories besides when you were telling us about your man left for him Thursday?
No, other than I think Thursday. We didn't really hang out a whole lot just because we were both busy going in separate directions.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. The next time we see each other, I'm probably going to eliminate the car thing. That kind of hindered things a little bit. Like, I don't, like, the whole thing with the airport trips and stuff, I don't mind, for the most part, except when it's Ed asking, of course. but for real, on the real, I don't mind, but it kind of like sometimes I don't like depending on like when everybody gets in and stuff like that, it kind of like hinders things a little bit. So I think I'm gonna kind of like eliminate that. So the Coco's Empire Taxi will probably be in the garage for Vegas next year, and hopefully we get to do more stuff, and we'll just get together, cab it, and walk it, and whatever, monorail or whatever the hell we got to do. So.
I do owe you an apology because I know I ragged on you a little bit for being the great man that you are and trying to play the devil on the shoulder about kicking some of that down.
That's fine. I forgive you. Now another thing too. Now with these, I want to address the newer guys. As well. Well, one of the things is that because I got a couple of guys, they were like, well, you're Rodney. Oh, you're such a nice guy. Whoever's listening out there, new guys, okay, part of that, that's a gimmick. I'm not as nice. Just ask my boss today and ask some of my coworkers. They'd probably feel differently. And I just want to let you guys know, if I like you or if I love you, I can be your best friend. But if not, I can be an asshole or a jerk, like Ed likes to call me. So I'm not nice all the time, guys. I don't think anybody is, maybe except for Alan Farrell or something. But I don't deserve that. Or maybe Oliver. I don't deserve the nice guy title. So let's get rid of that. So, okay.
Yeah. You're playing yourself way too short.
Okay.
But well, go ahead. I know you told me you were busy tonight, so I appreciate you calling in. So let's go ahead and get your final thoughts on everything as a whole, and then we'll go ahead and let you get back to whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I'm actually going. I'm going to get some drinks. That's what I'm going. That's what I'm going to do. I'll be heading downtown when I leave here. But pretty much, I think everything's pretty much been said. Like everybody has seen the pictures and the stories, like since 2007 and then 2008 when the convention thing really took off, like how much fun, everything is. And for everybody that's out there that's not like a social butterfly, like they feel like they won't fit in with the group, I'm here to tell you from firsthand experience, like I'm not this big party animal, either, but trust me, there's going to be someone, at least one person out there that's going to have similar interests as you do. So, and you find that one person and you latch on to them and everything's going to be, all good. If you want to drink, go to strip clubs, party, dance, whatever, you can do that. If you want to be a little bit more reserved and just do shows, hang out on the strip, go see Area 51, different monuments, waterfalls at the Bellagio, whatever. All of that's out there for you to do, whatever your personality is. So there's no reason whatsoever for any of you to not make this trip. You'll meet a ton of great people. And I honestly have to say, like in the 5 years since I've been associated with the website, I met some tremendous people. And there's a handful of them who I love actually more than some of my own family. they're like brothers to me. So that's pretty much what I've gotten, you know, out of this entire time. So, and I have no doubt any of the new guys who haven't gone, you got to go and experience this. And I promise you, I think you'll come out feeling the same way that I do, and I'm sure Ed and Justin and even Barb does right now. And tell Contreras, he needs to get out there too.
Yeah, well, maybe one day he'll get
okay,
there.
Thank you.
But
there he is.
I do want to say one thing, and Barbara can back me up on this. I said the exact same thing regarding my brothers from these trips, because I have a bunch of brothers from these trips that I'm closer to than my friends that I've known for 30-plus years and even members of my own family.
Exactly. Same. I feel the exact same way. So there's no reason for anyone who hasn't gone, there's no reason to be shy. Just come on out. You're going to have an awesome time. I promise. I'll tell them, if I'll make this promise right now. If they come out there, if somebody comes out there to Vegas and they don't have a good time, I'll buy them 10 drinks on me. If they come out there and they're just sitting there miserable, pouting, and not having a good time. So I don't expect that offer to be taken up on. So that's how sure I am that whoever goes, they'll have an awesome time. Even you, Tommy, you're probably listening to and you're thinking that you won't have a good time. You will, trust me. So,
cool. I don't think get free drinks.
Well, what's that?
Hey, if I say I'm not having a good time, are you going to buy me 10 drinks?
I will not buy you 10, I'll buy you 2. And if you say that you're not having a good time, I know you're lying. So I won't. So yeah,
you're right about that.
Exactly.
It's impossible not to have fun around you guys.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
So many different personalities. It's you guys are great. Y'all are a great bunch.
Exactly.
Why don't you talk about some of the people who stuck out in your mind, Barbara? I know you're doing really bad on the names because you know it's hard to keep track of everyone's fake name, but. Why don't you throw out a few shout-outs here?
Besides
the handsome black man on the phone. Go ahead, Barb. Besides myself.
Yeah, I mean, you were number one. Rodney, you were the first one I was going to say, hey, what's up?
Thank you.
The next shout-out, I guess I'll have to give to Mike McLaughlin. He was pretty entertaining to hang out with. Teddy's pretty cool. He's a nice kid. I like him a lot. We got along really well.
But he's a racist, go ahead.
Ed, I did not get to thank you for this trip. Ed, this is a fun trip. Honestly, this is one of my best Vegas trips that I've had ever. And I've been there 4 or 5 times. This is probably my fourth or fifth trip. But I had a really good time. And Blue Fist, you were fun. Had a good time. I got to meet Brian and his wife, Whitney. They were nice.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Jakey. I can't wait to hang out with you again. You're a lot of fun.
Yes, Jakey's awesome.
Who else? I don't know. The Canadians, the Germans.
The Canadians.
The Americans, of course. Those are always
exactly.
Fun.
Yep, yep.
I don't have anything bad to say about anyone.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't have anything bad to say or negative to say about anyone. Granny, you are amazing.
Yes, she is.
But yeah, so it was fun. I can't complain at all.
I couldn't have summed it up any better myself.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a good time. It was a crazy trip. That's all I'm gonna say. But I think in the end, you know, we came out of it even closer friends than we were before.
That's awesome news.
Despite of everything. But it was an awesome trip. I'm glad you did come with us. I'm glad you took the chance to go to a city that was for you knew you were going to meet a bunch of weirdos. Because let's be honest, when a non-wrestling fan thinks of a wrestling fan, they're thinking, there's something wrong with that dude. And
you
happily went and met 60 of us and had a good time. And I'm pretty sure everyone enjoyed meeting you. If anyone did enjoy meeting you, there's something wrong in their head. But I think everybody enjoyed everyone's company, and everything was it was fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
couldn't
I
have put it any better myself. Yep, I agree also.
Cool.
So,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I couldn't have put it any better myself than what you guys already said. Have a good rest of the show. And I can't believe that you didn't think that I wouldn't call in, Ed. How dare you?
Well, you said you weren't. You said you were busy, and you said not to be booking
people
without asking.
Yeah, I was, I did say all of that. You know, however, being the great man that I am, you know, I was going to do my best to rearrange my schedule to be a part of this and not let you down. That's what friends do. Duh.
Actually, when I saw you on hold, I thought it was TVJ, so I was like, I'll just keep TV on hold forever.
Oh, is that how it go? Okay. All right, I remember that.
I'm sure Steve is telling me to put him on the show because nobody was putting him on hold.
Yeah, thank you, Contreras. At least somebody looking out for me. I owe you, buddy.
All righty.
Cool, man. Have a good night. Have a good night, Rodney.
All right. All right, y'all. Take it easy.
Cool.
All right. Bye.
Now, Barb, we got about 20 minutes to go. I know I probably kept you on way longer than you were expecting. If you want to bow out, you can, unless you want to stick around.
Yeah, I think I'm going to bow out, and I just want to say I hope I didn't, upset anybody or break any hearts. I know I kind of bruised myself up a little bit, but overall I had a really good time and enjoyed it, and I'm thankful so much for being part of it. And look forward to going again next year if I can.
Well, I'm sure there are a few people who would very much love to see you there next year, and I'm one of those persons because, like I told everyone before, she's not my girlfriend. She's my best friend. She's the best friend that I've ever had, and I love this girl with all my heart because she's the nicest person you will ever meet, the sweetest person you ever meet, and just one damn good person in general, so... You know,
oh, well, I got to tell you something, Ed. Dexter ate my pie, just so you know.
That little bastard ate that. Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk with him.
Yep, I agree. All right, I'll talk to you later. You guys have fun tonight.
Cool. Thanks for being part of the show, Barb.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's cool. Justin, you're actually starting to talk about my inebriated state where... I'll be honest.
Before the run. Go ahead.
I took a certain pill that night, along with all the free drinks that I was getting. At one point, I had 3 beers in my hand because I could not keep up with everyone buying me drinks. And let's just say I dropped a hit of X, and after that, I think I loved everyone in the entire world. So you can tell everyone that.
You got to that point where you'd been consuming a lot of drinks, trying to keep up with everybody that was drinking and what everybody was buying you, and there was a point to where we had all finally moved inside and you were hugging everybody and telling them you loved them, and you were just in a happy place.
And even when I was passed out, I'm assuming I was in a happy place.
Well, at times. What happened is we got kicked out of Dick's because they closed the place down. So most people kind of split off and went back to the rooms and called it a night. A handful of us, about 8 of us, I think, decided to walk from Excalibur to New York, New York, and head to the America Cafe and have some breakfast at about 5 in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock. And you managed to stumble your way there. I mean, we got through there, and we watched you managed to get yourself on the escalator, headed down towards the casino and the restaurant, and we got inside, we got seated, and pretty much as soon as you got seated, you nodded off. And you were sitting right to my right, and you just kind of left the world for a while. And at one point, like you were talking about, Bluefist decided that he was going to start fucking with you. So you happened to be kind of slumped down in your chair, your mouth was wide open, and Bluefist started taking ice water cubes and putting them in your mouth. He buried about 3 in there, and you woke up and immediately just started chewing the ice in your mouth. As soon as you were finished, your head dropped back down, and you were right passed out again. And so he did this a couple times, and then he started putting ice cubes on your head. It was ice cubes, not French fries. And
okay.
So he managed to rest two ice cubes on your head and then dip his hand in the water and splash you in the face with a little water until you'd wake up and come to life for a second. And on occasion, you'd wake up and we'd kind of be laughing and you had no clue what was going on and you'd just turn to me and, like, tell me to shut the fuck up or call me a motherfucker, even though I had nothing to do with anything or I hadn't said anything. I was just sitting there next to you. At one point, when you were sitting passed out, you kind of started to do a slow slide to your left, like you were just headed off your chair. And my initial instinct was just to get my arm up, stop you, and push you back into place. In hindsight, I thought about it might have been more funny if I had the reaction to get up and out of my chair and just let you keep falling. But that wasn't how things played out.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say the other great part of that time was when the waitress came around and took our orders, she got to you, and you go, "What's got a little bit of everything?" And she didn't understand you at first because you're kind of slurring your words and you're half awake. And so you turn around and you just ask her, "What do you recommend?" So she had pointed out the nachos to you, and you ordered nachos for breakfast at 5 a.m. to go along with the glass of orange juice that you'd ordered to drink.
They still have some awesome orange juice there at that place, but unfortunately I don't remember drinking it.
Mm-mm. I think you ended up eating about 3 nachos total. And that was
someone told me that I woke up and I was like, "What's this?" And they're like, "You ordered nachos?" And I was like, "I didn't order no fucking nachos." And then
yeah.
I believe she was asking me what I wanted with my nachos, and I believe I said, the only thing I could say was, "Jeez."
Yeah, she did. That's right. She did ask you had a choice of meat, what kind of meat you were going to have on your nachos, and all you could respond was, "Jeez."
Oh, man. But I do remember walking back to the room, and I remember walking back very fast. I don't know how
yeah,
I stayed upright.
The group, pretty much I think the entire group was staying at the Excalibur, so we all kind of slowly walked back as a group, and then once you got to your tower, I think you were in Tower 1, you pretty much took off from the 2 or 3 people that were with you at the front of the pack. You just bolted down the little rampway and into the elevator area, and you were gone, and everybody just said, "Okay, I think he knows where he's going. We're just going to let him be, and if for some reason we hear otherwise tomorrow, we'll feel bad then."
Of course, we did pretty much do the same to you on Thursday. We saw you walk into your tower, and once we got to the tower, we're like, "You got it, you got it."
Fuck him, he's good.
Now, Contraire, you've been quiet because, of course, you weren't there, so we'll go ahead and give you a chance. If you want to ask any questions or anything, why don't you step up and ask now, because we're probably not talking any more wrestling for the rest of the night.
I don't have any questions. I just pissed off I had to call in the first place. I'm sitting here,
anyway,
I just signed up for Netflix. I'm sitting here watching fucking Deadliest Catch on Netflix, and I get these text messages from Roddy. You won't put him on the fucking air, so I got to do it.
I thought it was Stevie J. I was going to go in order. Junior was first. But thank you for doing that, because he probably would have gave up before. I was going to give Junior about another 5 or 10 minutes before I was going to take it. So I'm glad you stepped up for that, Contreras. Appreciate it. You're the man. And
I'm going to take off. Y'all can do the rest of the show by yourself, okay?
Oh, are you leaving us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't got nothing to talk about.
That's cool.
I'll catch you next week.
But, all right, Katrina, we'll talk to you next week. We'll talk some wrestling next week.
Okay.
All right, cool, man. Well, Justin, we were talking about Blue Fist, and for those who don't know Blue Fist, you do a show with Blue Fist that's on Angry Mark's Noto.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what the hell did y'all pick stupid name that I can't pronounce? Milka Minutia. Milka Minutia, is that right?
You've got it. You've got
all right.
It. Holy shit.
Yeah, for the longest time, I was like, what the fuck is this word? You know, it's like, I don't know what it means, but I don't know, I can't say it.
Well, it turned out that we spent a couple months planning this show out, because we had done a previous little show, and that kind of had to go on hiatus, and so we had some downtime, and we were already talking about the possibility of just Bluefest and I doing a show. And so we spent a couple months working on every aspect, but the name was the part we spent the longest on. And Minutia is basically just all the small, meaningless bits and pieces and details that, you know, you just don't pay attention to. It's like the just what's left over. So it turned out that we liked the word, we liked the way it sounded, we liked kind of the meaning behind it, and eventually we just kept throwing things at the wall until that name stuck.
And like I was going to say about Bluefest is earlier this year I was chatting with, I believe it was Audrey, not actually Bluefest, but Audrey, and yeah, I seen him about the trip, and she mentioned that we can't do it this year. You know, we're finally going to get married, and I think they've been together forever. And
yes.
So I was like, wait a minute. I know Stephen's not coming, and that broke my heart again. And he's already breaking my heart for next year. Fuck that, Stephen. You get your bitch ass to Vegas next year. We're your family too. And my other brother from across the seas, the Hollis, unfortunately was not working most of this year, so unfortunately the Hollis couldn't come. So when I heard that Audrey and Bluefest weren't coming, I was like, wait a minute. That's just too many people not coming. And if Bluefest is one thing, Bluefest is, I don't want to say he's the life of the party, but Bluefest is a guy who can lighten up that room. Like, you put 10 strangers who don't know each other and are shy and are a little hesitant to talk, all you need to do is add Bluefest, and everyone's the best friend.
Yeah.
I made it a point to where I told Audrey, I'm gonna tell everyone they need to pitch in, and we're gonna get you there. And we've had quite a bunch of generous people, and in fact, the most generous person of that group is actually on the line with me right here. And you know, we got them there. And this bitch is just and Audrey too. Audrey's, I love Audrey. She's a force of nature. I've been saying that a lot tonight, but she's just. She's a ball of energy, a beautiful person. I mean, you can't beat her inner beauty. Is just, you can't beat her. She's just genuine, sweet. I love Audrey to death. And Bluefest, he's a lucky bastard because he's very ugly and unattractive, but yet he still has a good woman with him. So that's good. But, you know, I had to have him there. I mean, you know, and I'm glad they made it. And that's one thing I'm sure, we're, like, this coming year, we're going to help Rami's family get in there. And I'm sure that's going to be a theme to where, if somebody's down on their luck or something's going on, I guarantee you every year somebody will get to Vegas, even if they can't afford to get to Vegas, because that's how good of friends we all are. And, you know, we look out for each other. You know, we're not just members of a website. We're, like you say, we're brothers, we're friends, we're family. So that's another reason to come. You're not just going to hang out with strangers. You're going to hang out with people who you're going to consider your brother after a few days.
And I think that the way the thing's grown every year, there's no way you can possibly expect to go to this thing and not expect to meet somebody that in some way you get along with, whether it's common interests or maybe just your background's the same. There's always somebody that you're going to match up with in some way, shape, or form. And it might not just be one or two people. It might be a whole group of people. I mean, we kind of started to see that this year where some people kind of broke off into groups during the day, and then everybody came together for the big events, you know, late at night or what have you. So, I mean, you guys have pretty much said everything there is to say. There is no reason for anybody to second guess the possibility or the idea of coming to Vegas, because not only do you have the one component that just is Las Vegas and the Strip and Fremont and all that stuff, but then you have the component of everybody getting together year after year on the same weekend. And, you know, just because you haven't been there ever and somebody might have been there for 2 years running doesn't mean that you're going to be an outsider or an outcast. Everybody is welcome with open arms, and everybody is encouraged to show up and meet everybody and just jump right in and go from
there. And I don't mean to cut you off, but we do have another caller here, so I'm going to put him on the line. Caller calling from area code 612. Who's this?
Grizzly Bear.
Thank
I missed you,
you
already. I missed
oh,
you.
Man.
Even though you wouldn't got all Metro you. On us this year.
Are you upset that I'm no longer considered a bear? Well, I guess I still am. But,
you're still
you know,
a bear. You're still
bear.
A bear. In my heart, you'll always be a bear.
Tell us about your trip. Everyone loves you, so I want you to tell them about what you love about
Vegas. I'm still really tired. That's the joy of getting older, is you become tired for a week after your trip. It takes your body forever to recover. Teddy Long can have my heart because I don't want it back. And I had so much fun with the ladies. I think one of my favorite memories, no disrespect to you boys, was it was me, Brian's wife, Vinny's girlfriend, and Granny just hung out and had a girls' day at the Luxor. And just go ahead and play for me. Play for me. So, sorry, I've cut this over. I'm playing Wii, but I'm busy. So, yes, I decided we should all be Sex and the City characters, and then I decided that Granny should be Samantha, but she didn't really get it, thankfully. She's awesome, yes. By the way. I want to be her when I'm that age.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. And I think
take my picture next to Dave Meltzer. If you look at that big group picture, that's my new best friend.
What did he call you? Didn't he call you Chief or
Chief,
something like that?
Which was, yes. Well, because I don't think that he knows my name. So I said, hey, Dave, it's good to see you. And he was like, thanks, Chief. And, you know, like, he kind of talks to you like your middle school gym teacher does, where, like, he knows you're weird, but he can't really say anything about it. So he just kind of goes with it. Good kid. So, but my only regret is, you know, because my picture with him is when we did the raffle. So I'm wearing my awful prizes, which was the Randy Orton jersey, and then, like, the MVP headband and the wristbands. And I think it was Doc G said that I looked like Ken Doan in that picture. And that was a very accurate statement.
Yeah, but I'm sure you're a better worker than Ken Doan.
Maybe. I'm older than he is, which is really weird. Yeah, so I had so much fun. And, you know, to everybody, I mean, how, like if I can go and have a good time, surely you can. I mean, even if people are more introverted or, you know, not as willing to, you know, mingle and, you know, hobnob with a huge group of people, it's just fun. And it's something you can really only explain once you've been there. And just everyone should go, and I hope Barb had fun, because I know we're kind of a scary group, you know.
She had fun. Yeah, she had fun.
You know,
she
really
enjoyed
meeting
you.
How are you for your time? Go ahead.
She's only disappointed that she didn't get to hang out with you a little more, because she thought you were fantastic. She had nothing but nice things to say about you
That next year, Barb and I are going to go to the Crave party, or no, to the foam party at Crave.
At Crave, okay. I'm sure she'll
be
into that.
Crave is a gay bar, and they had a foam party Sunday night, and I went by myself. And it is the most fun you will ever have. You just stand under
really?
The... It's basically like a giant skanky bubble bath with strangers.
Yeah, she actually frequents the gay bars here in town, so I'm sure she'd be very much up for that, actually.
She's very popular there. It's a weird thing. Gays love pretty girls. That's who we like to hang out with. Because, like, we see women like art, like pretty art to hang out. That's how we do. And it's just fun.
Now, Tiki, you were a little more at ease on this trip, but I remember last year you were quite nervous. And I want to ask you this question, because I'm sure you went to this thing last year, and even this year, knowing that you were the only so-called gay individual going. And how scary was it to know that going into it? And then what are your thoughts after? Because if you ask every single person who their favorite person would be, if you're not number one, you'd be definitely number two. So,
Was it hard? You know, I wasn't so much nervous about that. Cause, I mean, like, people know me from the board, so it wasn't a surprise to anybody. I think I was more nervous because I'm really loud and really overbearing, and I was just worried about annoying other people. Because for 3 days, I'm kind of a lot to handle. So I guess that was my main concern. But it was, you know, nobody ever acts weird around me. And I think most of the guys realize that it's actually better to have me around because I'm such a good wingman. And if you want to meet women, just, you know, have me lead the line, you know, and I'll go mingle and I'll, like, I'm not with everybody. So it would be interesting if, like, another gay guy showed up. It would be like, who's the alpha?
I was going to say, somebody in our group did make that comment, I think Sunday, about the fact that we all needed Jakey just as a wingman.
Yes, well, because we were at Peach's wedding reception, and Rogelius was like, what's your favorite Mariah Carey song, and the cutest girl there just pips up, always be my baby. And then me and her sit together, and we're mingling, and then she met all the guys and stuff. Yeah, it was a clutch move. Well played, G-Squared.
Yeah. We got 5 minutes, so let me just draw the plug real quick and get that out of the way before I forget, and then CBJ gets mad at me. Everyone check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com, along with the Milk and Minutia show, and along with a lot of other shows. So everyone check out AngryMarks.com. And we got 4 minutes of live airfare. We can go over. That's no problem. But, JK, why don't you give us your – I know you did an awesome diary on the board. So why don't you give us your whole thoughts just on the whole trip in general?
Teddy Long and I got in a huge fight, and I slapped the spit out of his mouth. So I
that
kind of
awesome.
Feel bad about that.
I have to describe this. We were at my suite, and it was actually most people were outside, and you have JK and Teddy standing there, and Teddy Long is about half a foot taller than you at least. And JK grabbed this person and basically pushed him down to his knees and then reared back and just slapped the living shit out of Teddy Long. It was fucking awesome. I was cheering you on, JK. I was almost like, kick him, hit him again.
It was kind of like a Deborah slap. I mean, it was like, yeah, like this was like some 70 McMahon slapping going on. And it's never okay to assault another person. But I think what upset me was that he was like being really, really flirty with me the entire time. And it's fun for the first 5 minutes. But then like everything I would say, he would turn into something sexual. Like someone mentioned my Trish Stratus thread, and they were like, oh, like you should sticky that. And then he was like, I want to get sticky with you. And I was just like, enough, Teddy.
Yeah, you and Teddy caused a lot of entertainment the last 2 years between the theater.
Well, and next year he's going to be legal, which is going to be a major shit show.
I did. You did tease before we even got to Vegas, I think a week or two before, the possibility of throwing a drink in his face, which I didn't ever.
I didn't do that this year.
Yeah.
That'll be next year. I mean,
so
you know, like you need the balls.
Hold, yeah.
I don't know. But maybe next year he'll be kind of calmer, because I totally get, you know, because I was like this when I'm 20. You know, I think when people give you booze, you feel like you have to have all of it or else you're wasting it. It's like the sober kids in India drink up. So maybe next year that he's actually buying his own stuff, he'll be a bit more subdued about it. Or not. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know with Teddy. Probably or not, though.
Stupid German. And Charlie was such the highlight of my trip, because he does this impression of me that is so dead on and hilarious.
I know. I think Barbara and her friend Don were like just totally entertained. I think the three of us just shut up and we listened to you and Charlie have this long conversation, because Charlie can even talk and sound gayer than you do, because
He does a better impression of you than you do of yourself. Because I have such this Minnesota accent, and he nails that so well. Like, but no, don't. Stop.
Yeah, that was actually pretty awesome.
So I just had so much fun, and everyone should go. And I love it. Every year, I say this is my second year, there's always more ladies that come, and that's always fun. And don't be scared. Like, a Freeway's girlfriend came this year, and she's such a sweetheart. And she's kind of quiet, but she, you know, was fine with the whole group. And, you know, your girls came and had a good time. Don't be afraid to bring your lady friend. We aren't scary. Maybe just a little bit. They had fun.
Yeah, you know, Barbara Hartford had a good time, and I know Freeway and his he brought his a lady with him, and that's one cute couple. I actually got to split a cab with them on the way to the airport at the end of the last day, and I'm sure she's coming back. So I'm thinking all the
she
women
has
who
fun.
I'm sure all the women have kind of grudgingly gone over the last couple of years, but they've all enjoyed it like. Jen and Julie, you know, this was the first year they didn't attend, but they had been there up to like 3 years strong. So, you know, if you got a girl, you want to bring her. Everything's cool. They'll enjoy it. They'll like everybody. It's all good.
Amen. All right, well, I'm going to go because I have cousins over and they want me to play video games with them, but I suck. I'm horrible. All right, well, I can't wait to see you next year, be even more metro. I don't know if you'll even have eyebrows next year at the rate you're going, but...
Well, hopefully by next year, I'll be even smaller than I was this year. I don't know if you
me
know
too.
The time we are.
Me too. Crash diet starts right now.
Yeah,
next
so
year, I'll be like a buckle five.
You need to
that's
hit the gym and come get some iron, Jason.
All right. We'll see you.
Cool, man. Have a good night, Jiggy. Cool. Well, that was cool. And basically, our live time is pretty much up, so we're on a borrowed time here. So I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. Junior, anything that we haven't talked about that you want to bring up real quick?
I hate to, because there's so many people, and to give a bunch of shout-outs and try and remember everybody. I'd just like to say that, once again, this year exceeded expectations. I can't stress enough that by the time that, you know, the evening of the fifth day and into the sixth day hit, it's one thing to be in Vegas, but there was such a difference once everybody was gone and not having all these people around to hang out with, I think really says something about the experience, about everybody going and how much fun you have seeing all these people just for 4, 5, maybe 6 days out of the year in most cases. I think that on that note, I like to throw out thanks to Oliver Koff for not only hosting the party at his suite on Thursday after he had flown in and gotten in late and then allowed us all to come over and we caused some bad times for his neighbors. But also he invited us to a really cool, just chill, relaxed gathering on Monday afternoon that like you'd mentioned, Rodney and you and Brian Frederick and his buddy and I all got to go to and hang out and just meet some really cool people and hear some really cool stories. And so I don't
real
think...
Real funny story about that real quick is before we went to this barbecue, we decided to go to In-N-Out Burger, which why were we going to In-N-Out Burger before a barbecue in the first place? But I was like, okay, it's In-N-Out Burger. I understand. Let's go get some. We went there and... That also reminds me, while we were in-N-Out Burger, there was this girl. And this girl, I don't know if a midget is the right term to describe this girl, because this girl was fucking, she was midget height. But she wasn't built. Like, this chick was so fucking hot. But she was like 3 feet tall.
Yeah,
so maybe
built like a giant.
And, yeah, but she was hot. I couldn't, but I was like, my God, this is the ultimate spinner right there.
I think, yeah, we all agree. We all
yeah.
have the same thought.
I mean, it was mind-blowing how hot this girl was, and she was just so, the littlest hot girl you ever seen. But we went, we had In-N-Out Burger, we ate, we picked out, and then we go to this barbecue, and there's like hot dogs and cookies and chips and other stuff, and sitting there is 40 In-N-Out Burgers that I'm going to brought with them to the party.
Yeah, the homeowner, the person who was throwing the party, apparently asked him to bring some, and yeah, so there was a bag of 40 In-N-Out Burgers that people consumed throughout the whole time we were there, and unfortunately there was a tease that UFC ring girl, octagon girl, Brittany Palmer might arrive. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, which I'm really sad, especially after Ed left. I wanted to be able to throw that one at you. But we did get to meet Travis Brown, who had the knockout of the night before at the UFC show. He was there for a little while. So, and we got to meet some other really cool people that work within UFC and just, like I say, sit around and shoot the shit and listen to stories and just have a good time and bask in the sun, because the weather on Sunday down in Vegas was pretty horrible by Vegas standards, and it returned on Monday, so it was a good way to just sit and relax and recover a little bit.
Yeah, and I needed to recover. I looked like I was the living dead.
Yeah.
Basically, my hangover kicked in as we were getting there, and I looked like shit. Everyone was very, very nice to me. Oliver was offering to get me a cab or take me to the store to get something, or something. Oliver's an awesome dude, but I did have to say the highlight of the barbecue for me, because I wasn't there as long as you guys were, was, and I hate to say this, but let's be honest, watching Oliver Kopp just sitting there and watching the chair just crumble and destroy itself from underneath as Oliver fell to the ground was just fucking awesome.
He had somebody else had brought some Red Stripe and offered him one, so he was trying his first Red Stripe beer, and he was sitting in one of these kind of plastic resin lawn chairs, and unfortunately one of the legs just gave way, and Oliver tumbled with the chair as it broke in a couple pieces, but he managed to recover and save the beer from spilling it all, and I think he brushed it off and was okay, but...
Yeah, so that was a fun sight to watch, and it was just a good trip. I think there are some people that think that maybe I didn't enjoy the trip as much as I did, but no, I had a good time. Everything was cool. There was nothing going on that's all I'm gonna say. There was nothing going on that I didn't disapprove of or anything. So everything there was cool, and everybody was great. And, I really don't know what else to say. I mean, I wish I could remember every single person's name better, because, I feel bad that I can't shout it. I used to shout everyone out by name on these trips. Instead of shout out to Brian, I can name everybody. And this year I can't do that because I just can't remember everybody. And I look forward to next year hanging out more with Dazza and the Sandman. He kept telling me how he was looking forward to meeting me and stuff. And we got to hang a little bit more Sunday night and stuff, but he's a really, really cool dude. I really enjoyed meeting the Sandman. Shout out to the Sandman. And you had a Barty boy from Canada. He was awesome. You had Don. I forget what his board name is, but he was, like, super cool. You had Trust Slurp, who was there. He was cool. You had just everybody. Everybody there was just cool, there might have been one swarmy guy there, but for the most part, every time I talk to him before Vegas, he's been super cool. I'll give him the benefit of doubt, and I'll be cool with him the next time I see him when I see him. And but all in all, it was a success, and it's like I used to think to myself, it's like, dude, you're like in your 30s, dude, and what have you fucking done with your life, dude? You know what I mean? It's like, you haven't done anything. And anything that matters, I've just gone by. But now, when I think about it, it's like, because I went out and actually kind of jokingly invited a couple guys who I had never met before, just listened to them on the air, to come to Vegas and hang out. I never thought they'd take me up on the offer. They actually did. And this thing that started with six people turned into 60 this year, and I guarantee you, Brian's right, we're going to have over 100 next year. And it's nice to think now, because now I think that, yeah, Ed, you have done something with your life. You did something fucking awesome. You started this fucking trip that caused people from around the world to come and meet, and people to meet good friends like you and Bluefest are best friends, and me, Rodney, Sifu, and the Hollis, we're best friends. I mean, it actually warms my heart thinking that I actually contributed to this thing. And, there's one thing that I take great pride in. It's this Vegas convention. And I'm going to be at this convention until the day that I die.
I will add to that real quick that another really amazing thing is explaining this almost culture to people who have no clue about it, who are not familiar with the F4W Wrestling Observer website, and not only that community and how come together that thing is, but just the yearly Vegas trip, and trying to explain that to people outside of this circle and get across to them the significance of all these friendships and bonds that have been formed just out of this crazy act, by this happenstance of, hey, let's go to Vegas to check out a UFC show, and it becoming a yearly thing where it grows exponentially to where it's been 7 or 8, then it was, doubled that, then it went to 30 people. Last year it was roughly 50. This year was over 60, and we're gunning for 100 next year.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're going
to... They don't always understand it, and no matter, you can get so passionate about it, but they may never understand it, but that's okay, because you know in the end what you become a part of and what you're helping to carry on.
Yeah, exactly. And so with that, we'll go ahead and well, actually, I got one more thing that I'm going to take care of that I'm going to do before I hang up. But Justin, I appreciate you calling in. And I know you're saying that maybe it's your first priority, but you still want to do Vegas. I guarantee you, you're going to be in Vegas come next year, because, you know, it's in our blood now. It's like the Simpsons video of Mr. Burns. You're here forever. And go ahead, because I was about to let you go.
Okay, I just wanted to thank you for keeping me on this long and letting me chat it up with you and talk with everybody else that came on. And, yeah, I think you're right. I think as much as I have intentions and I expect to be at Mania next year, or come hell or high water, I will be in Vegas also.
Because there's no way I can't be there. Yeah, and I think every single man going next year should come with a Fu Manchu. I know Doc G is going to come with one. I think I'm going to turn the goatee into a Fu Manchu myself. And I think we should all look like a bunch of crazy Fu Manchus running around Vegas next year.
A fine idea.
Cool. Well, thank you for joining us once again, Justin. And you have a good night and a good weekend. And I'll be talking to you soon. And I don't know, maybe I'll piss Rodney off and make him take me to Seattle when he goes. And maybe I'll see you then. If not, hopefully it's New Orleans, or hell, we'll see each other eventually. If not, we'll see each other on the board. So
that's right.
Yeah. So you have a good night, and thanks for being part of the show. And we'll talk to everybody next week. And one last thing before I go myself, I do have to bring up something that's kind of groundbreaking for the show. If you remember, the original show was the Drunk Cast, and that was for the most part, that was me and the Pizza Machine. And we did keep the name for a while after the Pizza Machine left, but, you know, when people think of the Drunk Cast, let's be honest, they think of me and Peach. And we had a regular caller back in the day, and we had this crazy lunatic who would call in the show, and he even called in after JJ, little JJ called in, and he was making fun of little 13-year-old or 12-year-old on the air. And he was just crazy. And I actually got to meet this individual at Peach's wedding reception. And it turns out that it was a work. It wasn't just some stranger listening that would call in, or a fan that was listening to call in. It was actually a friend of the Peach Machine that would call in. And it was actually super cool to meet this guy. I marked out. And for those who don't know who I'm talking about, I'm sure you're going to remember him after I play this song. And before I play the song, you know, I don't know what's planned for next week. We're working on stuff, but we will be back next week. We'll get back on a regular schedule every week. I know we've been slacking a little bit, but, you know, it's just been happening, trips going on. But we'll get back to bringing over-the-top radio and getting the best guests on the Internet and putting on a better show than Brian Alvarez could ever dream of. And, you know, but I'm going to let everyone go with this song, and I hope everyone has a good night.
Johnny Ringo.
What's going on, John?
I love you, Johnny Ringo.
You must be Ringo.
Keep your hand on your gun.
Johnny Ringo. It's the deadliest pistol ever since Wild Bill.
Damn, what was his name again?
Johnny Ringo. Johnny Ringo, are you still on the line?
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Ringo, 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 Ringo.
Well, I would like to say that I hate everyone more now than ever before, except Johnny Ringo. He's the only guy that I like.
Hey, this is Johnny Ringo. How are y'all?
Good night, everybody.